I can speak to Mr. Hepburn, please.
Who's this?
Hi, Paul. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal with the law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Right.
How are you, sir?
I am good. I'm here.
You have 10 minutes on the chat with me, Paul, about your case?
Aye, mate.
Okay. Just to let you know, Paul, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Aye.
It's my role at MMA to go out and gather the evidence for you, whether that's from social services, educational authorities, from your time in care. But the call today, Paul, and what I need to speak to you about is not so much about your time in care. It's more about, you know, your adult life and how the trauma that you suffered as a child has had an effect on you into your adult life, Paul. Whether that be through the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of mental health issues, alcohol or substance abuses. And what I'll do is I'll go out and I'll write to those relevant authorities, gather that information, and then submit that to the Scottish Redress as a picture of Paul Hepburn, obviously in care and also because of care.
Right.
Just gives us the best chance to get you the best result, really.
Aye, that's fine, mate. I'm cool with that.
Aye, perfect. So I am going to ask you some tough questions, Paul, and I am sorry.
No, it's fine, mate. It's cool.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. Have you ever suffered with any sort of mental health issues, Paul, i.e. depression or anxiety?
Aye, mate. I still do.
Okay.
I'm still on medication for it.
Okay. Is that with depression, is it?
I've got a bit of that, bit of OCD. I suffer with that OCD, just certain things, basically certain weird shit. The tablets are supposed to help that, but they didn't really help that.
No?
Nah.
What's trying to help you with the OCD, do they?
So I get them for anxiety and depression and they're supposed to calm my OCD down a bit.
Okay.
So that I'm more, like they did when I first went on them a few years ago, but no anymore. It's just kind of...
Okay. Have you ever suffered with any sort of alcohol or substance issues, Paul?
I probably have. I have since I left care, but it's not been like...
Enough to tell the doctor.
I suppose it probably could have been. I suffered a bit of substance abuse with cocaine.
Yeah. It's not really one that people go to the doctor with, is it? Cocaine.
Alcohol's always been a coping mechanism for me.
Yeah.
I'm not dependent on.
Yeah.
I'm not dependent on alcohol.
Yeah. You use alcohol to help cope.
Aye.
Okay.
Just the situations, isn't it?
I get it. I've got a tough one, Paul. It's one that I hate asking, but I do have to ask. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Paul?
Aye.
Sorry, buddy.
Well, I'm not sorry, mate.
Did you end up in hospital with that attempt, or...?
No. Somebody actually talked to me, yeah.
Okay. Thank God for them.
I have ended up in hospital a few years ago.
Yeah.
Where I'd went through a stage where I'd been secretly taking Valium.
Yeah.
And I ended up drinking. And I ended up in hospital because of it. My tongue fucking tied at the back of my throat and stuff. So that was a few years ago. I've managed to get myself. You know, I'm on a better path now. No, I mean, my path's a little better now, but
perfect.
I've got my vein in that now, so. But before it was just carnage. I was in and out of prison, I know.
Yeah.
I was in and out of prison from when I came back to Dumfries. When I came, actually came back to the home to Dumfries.
Yeah.
That's when I feel like it. I came back, I didn't care what happened, I was in and out of prison for a good few years. I've not been in prison for a while, like you know, but I was in and out of
prison. Okay. What was your charge?
I was in for a few things, man, fucking, a few police assaults, vandalisms, I did a couple of burglaries. Just sort of silly things, but I mean, I've not been in prison for 13 years now. 13 years I've been in prison since.
Oh, nice. Well done.
Cheers, mate.
No.
I was just on a wee bit, I was a wee bit wild, just I was just younger and yeah, just a young boy, man.
Well, what did you expect from you? Let's be honest. You know, you get into these cases, and abandonment issues, anger issues. You know, see violence every day. Well, what do people expect of you? What are you going to grow up? University. You know, a lot of my clients are in and out of prison, and it's not really your own fault, to be honest with you. It's all you're conditioned, institutionalised maybe even, from a young
age. Now that I'm older, obviously I've managed to sort my life out, but when I first came back here, I was in a shit place, like.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Alright, so what I'll do, Paul, with your permission, I'll write to your GP. I'll get all of your mental health medical records from them. We can use that as proof of, you know, trauma you faced as a child and how it's affected you into your adult life. Can I take your GP's details, please, Paul?
Aye, my GP is Dr. Pirron, his name is.
Pirron?
Pirron, yeah. P-I-R-I-R, I think. Pirron.
I had a doctor the other day called Dr. R.I.P.
That's a mental name, that.
Yeah. Can I take the practice details, please, Paul?
It's Greyfriars Medical Centre. And it's 33 Castle Street.
Okay.
That's the dump police.
How long have you been with that GP for, Paul?
pretty much all my life, apart from obviously when I was in, I've still been registered at that doctor as well, but when I was in the home. I think I had to go to a doctor up there for a medical, you know, when you first go into the home.
Yeah, it's okay. Your medical records would have followed you. It's fine.
I've always been with this one, so.
Yeah, so what I'll do, Paul, is I'll write to, obviously, your GP. I'll request all your medical records. I won't tell them why I'm writing. I don't mean to. We're a law firm. We're representing you. We'll request all of your medical records. I'll also write to the education and social services departments of the care settings you're in. The Bathgate, wherever that is. I'll get that information anyway. When I get your information from your time in care, Paul, do you want me to share it with you?
You could do, I.
Okay. Okay, so when I get the information, I'll share it with you. I'll send you copies of everything I get, and we'll go through it together, Paul.
Uh-huh.
Probably in 8 to 10 months' time. These places don't give me the information back quick, but... I'll fight for it. So in 8 to 10 months' time, when we get the information, we'll go through it together. We'll make sure that you're happy. We haven't missed anything out. Make sure all of your statements per care setting has everything in it you need or you want in there. We'll attach your medical records, and then we'll do what's called our final submission to the Scottish Redress. So that's absolutely all the evidence we've got. We give it to them. Just to let you know where we're up to, we have gave them notice that we are going to claim Scottish Redress. We've told them, yeah. So we've got an application number for you. We've been recognised as your law firm. But we've told them we are going to be supplying support and evidence. So they're not going to start on your case until we give them the support and evidence. So they've got a full picture, not just a name and a couple of care settings that you stay
in. No.
We are going to try and give you the best chance we can of getting, you know, the most amount out of this process, which is why we send out for all these information. So what happens then, Paul, is we'll then await what's called a panel day. A panel of individuals from the Scottish Redress will judge our case behind closed doors, so we don't need to attend. And from there, hopefully, we'll then get you the recognition in a form of an apology and an offer of financial compensation, Paul.
Right, that's cool, man.
Is that okay?
Aye, thanks very much, honestly.
No, it's my pleasure, honestly. I'd love to stick it to these type of people because, you know, what he's done to people is disgusting. Just obviously due to the sensitive nature of this case and these type of cases, Paul, I just need to go back a step with you. I'm about to embark on probably 6 to 8 months worth of work now. I just need to make sure that you fully understand our fees and what other processes are out there for you.
Yeah.
On this recorded call before I start. So just to let you know, Paul, you don't need a law firm to apply to Scottish Redress. You can actually do it yourself.
Right.
That would obviously entail, you know, gathering your own evidence and if you wish to and submitting your own case. But that's an option for you. Option two is there are other law firms out there, Paul, who will help you apply to Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. The reason why they do this is they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme.
Right.
So now they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins or loses or even draws this case.
Right.
Now, as a law firm, I can't go into their practices and what they would do for you and probably more importantly, Paul, what they don't do for clients.
Right.
All I can tell you is that we don't participate in that Government Legal Fee Scheme. We don't want the £2,000. We don't want a handout from them and we definitely don't want to be owing to the Scottish Government. What we do, Paul, is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract in which you win, you lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a business and as a law firm to go out and give you the best opportunity to get the most out of this process.
Yeah.
Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT, Paul. So what that means is no matter how much time and effort goes into your case, you'll never pay us more than 20%.
Right.
On the flip side to that, on the no-fee part, just for peace of mind, because you've gone through such emotional and mental health issues and hardship because of your time in care, we will never put you under any sort of financial pressure if we are unsuccessful in getting you any compensation.
Right.
So if we don't get you any money, you won't owe us any money. Our insurance company and our insurance policy will cover all of our fees, Paul.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that okay? It's a genuine no-win, no-fee. Do you understand those three options I've just given you?
I'm just going to stick with you anyway.
Perfect. So just to let you know, Paul, before we go, you have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. If you are unaware of this, I can restart that 14-day cooling-off period from today. What that means is if you want to change your mind, you can rip up the paperwork and walk away. Or alternatively, Paul, if you're happy with us as a law firm, happy with our fees, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling-off period and we can get started on your case. But that's
I'll just get started on the case, mate. Right?
Yeah, so you're happy to waive the 14-day cooling-off? Perfect. You have my number now, Paul. My name's Michael. Save my number, please. This is my number. I'm the only person on the other end of this phone.
Right.
If you need me for anything, you give me a call. If you want to have a chat with somebody who understands your background, again, just give me a call. I'll be in touch every 3 to 4 weeks, let you know how I'm getting on fighting the fight. I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, but you know, it's a formality, you already have them, so if you need me for a meeting,
yeah, that's cool.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me, Paul?
No, that's fine, mate.
Okay, buddy, well, I'll get off and I'll start on your case, start getting the information for you, and I'll give you a call in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
No problem, mate. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for speaking to me. Enjoy the rest of your day.
No problem. Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.